Hi, I'm Kathy Garber, the next guest on Screen and Beyond.
On Screen and Beyond, an inside look into the entertainment world featuring interviews with people from the movie, TV, and music industry, news on upcoming TV and DVD releases, and the rumor mill. And now, here's the host of On Screen and Beyond, Brian Zemrak.
Get ready for another edition of On Screen and Beyond. You are joining us on episode 661 of On Screen and Beyond, the show that keeps you updated on what's coming your way as far as upcoming new movies, remakes, sequels, and TV and movie DVD releases, as well as our interview segment with a guest from the movie, TV, or music industry. This week on Screen and Beyond, Kathy Garver of Family Affair, she was Sissy on the show, is going to be joining us, and she's going to be honored with a Silver Spur Award this Friday, November 10th in Van Nuys, California. Now, we're going to talk to her about that, to get a little Family Affair thrown in. Kathy has been here several times on Screen and Beyond, and it's always fun having her on the show, so she's going to be joining us in a few minutes right here on Screen and Beyond, so get ready for that. And I want to thank you all for joining us. If you are new, welcome. If you are a listener who's been listening all along, I know we've had some people who have listening since 2007. I mean, it's just been, you know, one thing after another all these years and all these episodes. And we thank you so much for joining us. And I hope you're going to enjoy this episode of On Screen and Beyond. And if you have a suggestion, always love hearing from you. You can contact me at feedback@onscreenandbeyond.com. You can make suggestions. You can just chat with me, whatever you want. And I love hearing from you. So if you do have a suggestion or a connection with somebody, you can send it to me at feedback@onscreenandbeyond.com. I'll see what I can do about getting that person on. And it's just helps us out. Helps me get more ideas of who you would like to hear here at On Screen and Beyond. And like I said, Kathy Garver is going to be joining us. You know, we all know her for her role as Sissy on Family Affair, but she was in so many other things, and she was in a lot of Westerns, and that hence is why she's getting a Silver Spur Award. And she's going to let us know about that, so stick around for that. And also, if you are on onscreenandbeyond.com, you can go there and you can pick up your very own merchandise of On Screen and Beyond. I am holding right now in my little hand here an On Screen and Beyond podcast, Where the Stars Talk mug. Okay, got it right in my hand, right here. And also, we have t-shirts and jackets and, you know, all sorts of sweatshirts and the whole works, you know, and more glasses. You know, we have those really nice, I don't know, what do you call them, Pilsner glasses or something like that. I don't know. And they've got the logos on it. And it's, we don't have just one logo. We have three different logos. We have like the one I'm holding right here. It's the On Screen and Beyond podcast new logo with no background. It's just the microphone and the On Screen and Beyond podcast and the stars and the things on it. Then we also have this version with the blue burst background that you see wherever you're getting your podcasts or at onscreenandbeyond.com. You'll see that logo. And of course, we have the classic On Screen and Beyond logo, which you can get things on. So whichever one you like, you can get them, and lots of different things to get. So check it out. Go to onscreenandbeyond.com. Go to the top of the page. We're going to add it in other places too, but right now I just got it up there as a button that says On Screen and Beyond merchandise. Click on that. It'll take you right to the site. And then there's three choices there that give you whichever logo you want. And then it goes to the next page. And then you can pick if you want clothes or you want hats or you want mugs, drinkware, whatever they want to call it. And that's where you can pick those things up. So there's a lot of different stuff you can get. And it's just a lot of neat stuff. So as the holidays are coming up, you know, these are fairly inexpensive gifts that you could get somebody that you, or tell somebody that you know, that, you know, hey, I'd like this for Christmas, you know, a little stocking stuffer or something. So be sure to pick those up. And now's, you know, leave yourself some time because it takes a little bit for them to get them to you and everything. So not that long, but it does, comes out fairly quickly. Like I say, I got my mug pretty quick and my t-shirt. So it's pretty cool stuff. So check that out. And We've got a lot of different things coming on. The strike's still going on. I'm hoping that at some point they will turn around and say, hey, it is solved. We have finished it and everything. And it's, you know, hasn't come to that yet, but hopefully it will soon. And then we can get more and more people on here, because we've had a lot of different people who you know, want to be on the show, but they say, well, I can't talk about anything. And I don't know why some people can talk about something. Some people can't talk about anything other than other things, except they're acting. So I'm not sure why, but maybe some people follow the rules more. We don't know. So anyways, we will continue to bring you more guests here at On Screen and Beyond. I am going to be taking some vacation time. And so next week I do have a guest coming on, I believe. And then I'm going to take, for the holidays, I'll be taking some time off, and then we'll come back with more guests here. And then, of course, then we get into the Christmas season and everything. And, you know, as we get closer to that date, I'll probably take off that time. It depends. It depends how many people we get on the show and everything. So we will see what happens around this time. It's always slower and tougher to get people on at this time, but we will see what we can do. And one other thing. The Beatles have come out with a new song. Of course, everybody's heard it. It's been going around here for a couple of days here. And it's just, you know, you'd never think that a Beatles song, a new Beatles song, would come out after all these years. And it's, you know, it's just incredible. But want to find out what you think of the new song. What do you think of the new Beatles song? That's what the poll question is on Spotify. So if you're on Spotify, you can take the poll and, you know, go ahead and check it off, whether you, you know, you love the song, like the song, hate the song, whatever, and want to get more people to let us know what they feel about this. You know, it's all over the internet, all over all the socials and everything else, but we want to see what you think about it. So did you enjoy the new Beatles song? That's the question for the new poll on Spotify, so be sure to check that out. Anyways, it is time for remakes, sequels, and prequels right here on Screen and Beyond.
Please hang up and try again.
Remakes, sequels, and prequels. Universal and DreamWorks' live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon has been pushed back, or pushed ahead, or whatever you want to say, has been pushed from March 14th, 2025, to June 13th, 2025. Okay, not a big push, but they are moving things back slowly here. And a film based on the novel The Most Beautiful, My Life with Prince, is in the works, telling the story of singer Prince. And the trailer for The Fall Guy, originally it was a TV show starring Lee Majors, who was a past guest here at On Screen and Beyond. Be sure to go back into our rerun section of onscreenandbeyond.com or scroll through all the different places that you get your podcast, whether it's Apple or Spotify or whatever, and you can find that episode with Lee Majors, and he's a great guest. He was a lot of fun to have on. And anyways, the new Fall Guy is not having Lee Majors as the Fall Guy. It's going to be you know, coming our way with Ryan Gosling starring, and it arrives in theaters on March 1st, 2024. That's it for remakes, sequels, and prequels. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, upcoming new movies. Upcoming new movies, Jennifer Esposito, Kellan Lutz, and Judd Hirsch will star in The December Cross. You can look for Meg Ryan and David Duchovny to star in a romantic comedy called What Happens Later. Now, Ryan stars, directs, and co-wrote the film. And Daisy Ridley produces and stars in a dark comedy called Sometimes I Think About Dying. And that's it for upcoming new movies. Next on Screen and Beyond, movies and TV on DVD and streaming. Movies and TV on DVD and streaming. Magnum PI, the final season, lands on DVD on January 9th. Special Ops, Lioness Season 1, hits DVD and Blu-ray on January 23rd. February 27th, The Black Mass comes to DVD and Blu-ray. Grease, The Rise of the Pink Ladies, slides on to DVD on November 7th. And Joe Pickett, Season 2, comes to DVD on November 7th. That's it for movies and TV on DVD and streaming. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, it's TV and entertainment time.
Hi, this is Lee Majors, and you're listening to On Screen and Beyond.
TV and entertainment time. The Bay will release 18 all-new episodes daily this month and in December. So if you're a fan of that, be sure to check that out. Willie Nelson's 90th birthday celebration celebrates the singer on CBS and Paramount Plus on December 17th. And Superman and Lois will end after the upcoming season 4 on the CW. And now for some Yellowstone news. Get ready for this because it's really confusing. The final chapter of Yellowstone, which is actually the second half of season 5 of Yellowstone, won't premiere on Paramount Network until November 2024. Okay, so we're about a year away from the final season. And while we have that news, there's also news that another prequel called 1944, and that's just a working title. It may stick with that. We're not sure. It's been announced. And after the November 24th release of the Yellowstone final second season, final chapter, whatever you want to call it, in December of 2024, a new sequel will be called 2024, and it'll be coming our way. So they're going with all these years, you know. They got, 1883 or whatever it was, and 1933, and now they got 1944, and then they're going to come out with 2024. So a lot of things coming your way. Kevin Costner, we don't know what's going on with him. They say he may be in some of the episodes of the final season. We just don't know. You know, they'll probably have him on to kill him off, probably. That's what I'm guessing. But anyways, that's it. And finally, actor Peter White, known for his role as Lincoln Tyler on All My Children, has died at the age of 86. And that's it for TV and entertainment time. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, we're going to sit down with Kathy Garver. Now, Kathy, of course, like I said, is known for her role as Sissy on Family Affair. Grew up right before our eyes on TV, and she was also on a lot of other shows. And she's going to be honored with a Silver Spur Award this Friday, November 10th, in Van Nuys, California. Kathy Garver, coming up next, right here on Screen and Beyond. Our guest today on Screen and Beyond is known for her role as Sissy on the classic TV show Family Affair, but she also appeared on The Big Valley, Death Valley Days, Daniel Boone, Branded, The Rifleman, and many other popular westerns. This Friday, November 10th, 2023, she will be honored for her work in westerns with a Silver Spur Award. It's Kathy Garver. Kathy, welcome to On Screen and Beyond once again.
Well, thank you, Brian. It's always a delight to talk with you.
Now, Kathy, first off, congratulations. You haven't got your award yet, but I want to congratulate you early for that.
Thank you. I know I'm going to be receiving it, so it won't be a surprise, but I'm very happy to be receiving it.
Now, we'll talk a little bit about Family Affair because, you know, the majority of the people remember you for that role, you know, but you've been on the show twice before and we've talked about it and they can go listen to those episodes if they want, but we'll touch on it a little bit. But I figured this episode we could look into your career on Westerns and give them a little twist of different things that you've done.
Sounds good to me.
Now, first off, let's start off with what is the Silver Spur Award?
The Silver Spur Award is an award given by the Real Cowboys, and that's R-E-E-L Cowboys organization. And it was an organization put together for people that appeared in Westerns in the movies, on in television, Western stunt people, people that produced Westerns, people that like cowboys. Mm-hmm. And so it's like 60% of the world, they say, love cowboys and Westerns and Western movies. And there's a kind of cowboy spirit, I think, that exists. And we need a little bit more. We need to fill up that other 40% with some of the cowboy code and some of the things they stand for. Mm-hmm. The Silver Spur happened after the Golden Boot. They used to give the Golden Boot Award, and this was to people who had appeared in Westerns or had distinguished themselves in some way. And then the Silver Spur Award came along, and it's named that because of a happening in the Old West when the pioneers were moving out west, and they were surrounded a lot of times by Indians, and they had to ward off and to survive, and they would make their wagons and circle the wagons. And so they were in one of those locations, and a couple of the cowboys went off, you know, to kind of see what the territory was, and they didn't come back. And then about 2 days later, a little boy, about 7 years old, came into their encampment. He was very afraid, but he had in his hand a silver spur, and he wanted to give it as a memorial. And he didn't know that word, of course, at that time, but as a memory to the people there of their lost one. And so the Silver Ward Award evolved, and but that's how it got its beginning and its genesis. And it's given to people who show courage and care and trust in their fellow human being. So I guess that I do care very much, and I am concerned, and most times I trust people, but I still have my antenna out if there's some varmints skulking around.
Yeah, wow. That's quite a story. Wow. That's very interesting. Gee. And now the event is going on in Van Nuys, California, correct?
Right.
Yep. And it is their 23rd annual Silver Spur Awards, I understand.
Correct. Yes. They've honored all kinds of wonderful people, and this particular one is also honoring the Gary Sinise Foundation, which is interesting because it's happening the day before Veterans Day.
Yes.
And a lot of people are taking Friday off instead of, you know, Monday. And so they kind of intertwine as far as I'm concerned, because vets are certainly cowboys at heart, and they embrace the cowboy code and the cowboy spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, I've had Gary Sinise on the show here at On Screen and Beyond and in the past, and he talked about his work for the Gary Sinise Foundation for Veterans. And he really, really does a lot for them.
Oh, yes, for sure. I mean, he's their leader in many, many ways.
Yeah, such a nice guy. And now, is Gary going to be there? Do you know?
We're hoping to. He's hoping to come, but there's so many things, as you say, that he is doing. So we're still having our fingers crossed. But there are other recipients of the Silver Spur Awards, and Rosie Greer is going to be there. And we each have our own presenters. So Rosie Greer, you know, besides being a wonderful football player and Politico, was also in Daniel Boone. So his presenter is going to be Darby Hinton, who is a friend of mine, and he played Israel Boone on that show. So Darby's going to present it to Rosie, and my presenter is my good friend Christopher Knight from the Brady Bunch. Oh. He's always been kind of that wild cowboy at heart, entrepreneur. So he's going to present mine to me, and Monty Markham is going to be another honoree, and Burton Gilliam and Jason Rodriguez. And then there are also a couple other awards being given for life achievement to like Hank Garrett and Paul Peterson and Gary Sinise, Steve Connors, who is the brother of Chuck Connors.
Chuck, yeah.
Yeah, and Billy Zane. So it's going to be a wonderful affair.
Wow. I mean, that's quite a lineup of people that are going to be there. That's incredible.
Right. So, and those are just the honorees. So there'll be other celebrities in the audience and friends and family and, of course, cowboys and cowgirls.
Yeah. So I noticed looking at the website, some of the past pictures, people go dressed up in their cowboy garb, right?
They do. They do. It's primarily semi-formal, but most of the fellows are wearing cowboy hats. And I'm actually going to wear black velvet pants because it's getting into the holiday season with my boots and one of those three-quarter coats, but black velvet and gold sparkles. Oh. I'm not quite a rhinestone cowboy, but or cowgirl, but a gold cowgirl.
Yeah, wow. It sounds like it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, dinner and entertainment and people at the mic, you know, just saying that we're happy to be free and alive in America. Mm-hmm. And especially in all this chaos that's going on around us,
yeah,
to have something that's solid and that really endures.
Yeah. Jeez. And it's funny because, you know, you've been on the show before. Paul Peterson has been on the show. Hank Garrett's been on the show. Gary Sinise has been on the show. It's just that, you know, a lot of people who have been on the show have are actually going to be there. That's it. That's great.
Well, come on out, Brian.
I just might. I'm still trying to see what I can do here.
But yeah, we'd love to have you.
Yeah. Now, Kathy, like I say, everybody knows you as Sissy. I mean, that is something that will always be in everybody's heart. I mean, you know, you're such a part of that show, and that show is part of everybody that, that you know, was watching it back then. But you, you know, you did other things. Now, you, I don't think you've gotten an award for medical shows, but you did do a lot of medical shows, so I'm waiting for that one. So it's at some point.
Yes, I have.
But,
I've done medical shows and,
yeah,
and comedies and dramas. And
yeah.
I've gotten awards for my some of the 80 audiobooks that I have recorded. I've gotten 4 Audi Awards for those.
Wow.
And I've gotten 3 Life Achievement Awards. And my son, my dear son, he says, Mom, you can't get a Life Achievement Award. You're not dead yet. Oh, thank you, Reed. Thank you so much. I'm trying to hurry up my demise, but maybe not.
Yeah. But Westerns, that was a thing that you did a fair amount of, and I want to delve into those and see what you remember from those and what you did and everything.
I worked with some really wonderful people. I worked with Chuck Connors on The Rifleman, and then also on the sequel that he did, which was Branded.
Branded, yes.
And yeah, so I played the sheriff's daughter on that. One of the first ones I did when I was a little girl, I had the French accent, and I played the little girl Bouvier, and I was just like 9. But my sister, who is this phenom and spoke like 9 languages, and she was 11 years older than me, and she still is. She just is having her birthday. I can always tell how old I am because I add, or how old she is, I add 11 years to her age.
Yeah.
But she knew French, and that was one of the languages, and so she kind of helped me along on my accent when I played this little girl, Simone de Beauvier, in The Legend of Jim Bowie. So that's, they're showing like clips of people and the Westerns that they've done. So it's really amazing to see yourself as like 8 years old, 10, 9 years old, mm-hmm. speaking in this wonderful, flawless dialect to Jim Bowie. It's a, you know, kind of a surreal experience. Is that a red pill or a blue pill?
Was it hard to make, you know, your voice sound like an accent from France?
Well, you know, when you're a child, it's actually easier to learn languages, especially when you're a really small child, because the brain is welcoming all the kinds of different languages that there are. And so then you just model what you hear in your house and you learn to speak the language. That's one of the parts of it. I do have a degree in speech from UCLA. So, I mean, I'm not just, you know, putting that out there. That's supposedly still a fact here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier for children to take on dialects or do different voices. So, and that was like when I was in the Ten Commandments, one of the first Westerns. We pioneers were getting out of Dodge at along that time.
Yeah.
And as a child, you remember senses and smells and what you hear, what you taste and touch. All your senses are very much alive at that point. So I remember, you know, the feel of the taffeta dress I wore, for instance, like in Jim Bowie, and the smell of the horses and, you know, different things like that. And I look at pictures also. I said, oh, yeah, I do remember that. It's a little jogger of the memory.
Mm-hmm.
But it was wonderful. I love horses. I really like horses. And I would ride them at Griffith Park in Los Angeles, or when my parents and I and my agent, Hazel McMillan, we would go to Palm Desert and Palm Springs. We'd rent horses and ride them along the wadi there. And also in Mexico, El Diablo, riding along the beach. And so I did Jim Bowie, and I did Branded, and I did Death Valley Days like three times. Actually, the episode I did of Death Valley with June Lockhart, they used to see if I, you know, had the dramatic tenets to play Sissy on Family Affair. And also, when I did the role, I was like 18 years old for Death Valley Days, playing a 12-year-old, wow. Isadora Duncan. So they thought, well, if she's, you know, and they saw this. And so they thought that, well, if she could play a 12-year-old, she could play a 15-year-old. And it's because I'm like 5'1". I'm not very big, and I still am 5'1", even though I'm older and shrinking. No, I'm not shrinking. I do exercise. So I did two of those, and then Big Valley, which was just great, that I did with Harold Gould, and was in that. And Harold Gould was also in Branded. He was always playing the bad guy to my innocence,
mm-hmm.
but he was the bad guy along with Sajid Khan. And Big Valley was shooting right next to us where we were doing Family Affair. And so I just kind of walked on over to the next stage, and there I was on Big Valley set from Family Affair.
Now that is the magic of Hollywood right there. Going from a I don't know if it was a New York apartment that you were in on Family Affair, but you're in a fancy apartment. And then you go next door, and you're out in the middle of the Old West, you know, in a log cabin.
Right. Although their digs were pretty opulent. Mm-hmm. So I did go from that lovely New York penthouse and into the Barclay home, which was this beautiful mansion. But then we went on location. I'm running through and having a mud fight and shooting a gun at this guy that's after us. So, I mean, there's a lot of drama in those Westerns sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, I'm Christopher Knight, and I'm on Screen and Beyond.
Were you a big fan of any of those particular shows that you were on, the Westerns?
Oh, yes, I love Death Valley Days, and I like the narration and the whole story that they told. I like that they had the wagon train going through each, you know, at the beginning of each episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that comforting thing that shows have, and that you look forward once you start hearing the first strains of the music, like even in Family Affair, da 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 da. Okay, yeah. You know what the show is, and then when they would have those 20 mule oxen coming through, it just says, "Oh, okay, I know what I'm getting in for, and I like it. I've seen it before, and this is going to be good." So yeah, I liked those the beginnings, and I liked. Death Valley Days and Big Valley I watched, and there was a show called Sheriff of Cochise. That was one of my first Westerns, and that was one of my first jobs, and I played a little Indian girl. Now, they would look down upon that today.
Right.
But, you know, no, we have to have a real Indian playing an Indian, but there weren't that many Indians like 60 years ago or more that were in the business.
Right.
And so I had very dark hair, dark eyes, and high cheekbones. And, you know, I played Indians before. I played one in Travels of Jamie McTheater, which was another kind of Western. And that was with Kurt Russell. And I played a little Indian maiden trying to get his attention. But he was 12 and I was 14, so he had no interest in me. But... But I played another Indian in that one.
Yeah. Now, it's funny you mentioned that you were 18 and you played a 12-year-old or whatever the age was that you had said. And I just had, a while ago, I had Mimi Gibson on, who did a lot of shows and movies and things back before this time that you're talking about. And she was saying that as a young girl or young boy even, your career generally was good until about 10 years old, 11 years old. But then the studios would turn around and not hire those people anymore until they were like 18, because the 18-year-olds could play the 14-year-olds or, you know, the younger kids, and they didn't have to have the schooling and everything, all the rules they had. So it's interesting to hear you say the same thing, basically, that, you know, only you were in reverse. You were 18 playing a 14-year-old.
Right. Well, yes. Yeah. And Mimi was a really good friend of mine. And we still, you know, talk occasionally. We were both in the Ten Commandments together. Yes. We both had the same agent. And I think maybe that was part of it when that was one of the first things I did was the Ten Commandments, and I had Hazel McMillan as my agent, and Mimi was already on the Ten Commandments, and so my agent set me on for an interview for just an extra, which I got, and then that changed into a whole big thing when Cecil B. DeMille wrote, you know, these parts for me. But I started, that was starting in my career, but I went up all the way. I never really stopped acting, and they did like to hire someone that was older that could play younger, mm-hmm. because that was just easier for them to do with, especially like a 6-year-old. They would much rather have an 8-year-old that could read and could be on the set longer.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the way it was for like Night of the Hunter, which was my very first movie. And they had hired Sally Jane Bruce, and she was just 6 years old. And I had been a Meglin Kitty, and I had been singing and dancing since the age of 3. And I also had 2 big brothers to fight off, so and Russell on the floor. So I was much more athletic and had a lot more prowess and could do more things, you know, than mm-hmm. and most an 8-year-old can over a 6-year-old. So I was her double all through the movie. Mm. And so that's why they sometimes like to hire someone that's older. But once you get to be like 15, you know, mm-hmm. then they always will take an 18 over a 15-year-old,
yeah.
or 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Because then they can work just as an adult and have, you know, much, much more time on set, and they don't have to go to school for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Like the children under 18 would have to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, with all the shows, the Westerns that you were on, are there any particular memories that you have for any of them, you know, like a blooper or something that you saw happen that was a blooper or anything like that? Any of those fun things that you remember at all? Or did everything go fine?
Well, I mean, I really didn't like slipping in the mud.
Well, you know, yeah.
and fighting with Sajid Khan in Big Valley. And I'll tell you, just about 2 years ago, I was selected to be the spokesperson for Silverwood Theme Park, which is in Idaho. And I was to be called Silver Wanda. Now, they wanted this older rodeo lady, and it was just at the end of COVID, and I did a Zoom, and so a Zoom audition, and I used like a ottoman as my horse for the audition. So I sent that to them, and so I got the job. And so they said, I asked them, I said, well, I'm not going to have to ride a real horse, am I? He says, oh, well, yes, of course, you're Silver Wanda. I said, oh, geez. And I had like about 5 spots to do. I had not ridden a horse in like 5 years. Now, they say it's like getting back on a bicycle, but I wasn't quite sure of that. And I live in an equestrian that started out as an equestrian center where I live in California, and there are horses around. I called them. I said, I need some lessons. I says, oh, all right. I said, now, do you teach Western? Oh, no, we only do dressage. I said, oh, where am I living? But they suggested this place called Silver. Another name with Silver in it. near me in Agoura Hills. So I took a couple lessons. I said, okay, I think I can do this. So I get to the set in Idaho. I meet Cinnamon, the horse. I said, what? This is a nice horse. The horse had never been on camera. The horse was much more nervous than I could possibly be if going to ride this sweet horse. And so I'm whispering to this, it's going to be okay, Cinnamon. Everything's fine. Yes, good, Cinnamon. You're a nice horse. I became the horse whisperer. All of a sudden, I changed into the horse whisperer, and we get along fine, and I rode the horse, and it was a happy ending.
Yeah, that's great. Jeez. I know I said I would ask you some questions about the family affair. But I don't want to go too much into that, but because people can, like you say, listen to the two other episodes we did where we talked extensively about the show. But just to give them a little taste and everything, going back to the time you were on Family Affair, was there anything there that that brings back memories, fond memories, or funny memories, or anything of the show?
We were all a pretty, you know, good group of people. We got along very well. And there weren't a lot of pranks or anything done on the set because it was basically, I mean, they had two kids and it was very G-rated and a lovely show that now, you know, anybody can watch still. One of the first shows that China ever got into their country because it was, you know, not violent. People aren't yelling at each other. They aren't swearing at each other. They aren't shooting or hitting each other. But we embraced more of a universal theme of love, which was nice, except for John Gaudioso, who one time I'm supposed to go reach under the bed to get Uncle Bill's slippers when he had a cold. So I get the slippers and I pull, and we're shooting. I pull, I can't get these slippers. What, you get me caught? I'm trying to pull these slippers. What's happening? I pull these slippers. Well, John, our prop person, associate director, had them nailed down.
Oh, geez.
So that was his idea of a big joke. That's a big joke on Family Affair. I must tell you, I've been very busy, and I had two premieres come out this year of Yellowbird that yes. won like five film festivals, big film festivals, and was immediately picked up by Amazon, and it's on like four or five other streaming platforms. So your audience can just go to like Amazon Prime and put in Yellow Bird and then they can see the movie. And there are some other places that they can see it. And that premiere is followed by another premiere of a movie I did called Old Man Jackson, and Butch Patrick is in it, who was in the Munsters, yes. who's always fun. And that one just won a film festival and it will be distributed. And then I did a wonderful movie, very heartfelt movie called The Empty Church, a drama about a true story about a man and actually my friend, producer, writer, director, who had lost his son to suicide. Oh. And he just doesn't understand why. Why did this happen? So he goes back to kind of find the answers. And it's really a wonderful, wonderful little piece and movie that will probably come out next year. I'm just about to do a movie in Australia, is interesting, and that will be in March. And that will be a big and a nice movie. I'm helping to produce that. And I helped sell a show called Backroads Bars. And that's going to be on the Revan Network. Revan is, I don't know if you know this network, it's under Lucan. And they have Retro TV, where I sold Idle Chat. TV show. Mm-hmm. And this one is Backroads Bar. It's another one of their channels. And it's called Revan because it has everything to do with cars.
Yep.
You know, iron horses, those things like trains and cars and planes and trains and cars, oh my. but Backroads Cars, Backroads Bars and Cars. So there are eight episodes there. And then we're going to do new episodes. And for Christmas, I have a show that I do called A Christmas Memory. And it's a staged reading of A Christmas Memory, which is a short story by Truman Capote. So I'm going to be doing that in Palm Springs on November 30th. And that also is a fundraiser for the Down Syndrome Film Festival in Palm Springs for next year. And then I'm doing it at the Burbank Museum, which is one of the best museums. It's one of the largest museums in the United States. And you would, and when I first went into it, because it's like a little house, and I said, oh, this is a little house. Then it opens up to like 2,400 square feet of just wonderfulness with great big, with cars, classic fire engines, and the entertainment business.
Wow.
Then I'm also doing it at the Hollywood Heritage Museum. And full circle, that Hollywood Heritage Museum is Cecil B. DeMille's office, and they call it the barn because he started on the barn, in this barn, with all of the wonderful movies that Cecil B. DeMille did, Ten Commandments and Spartacus and El Cid and all the fabulous things. They picked it up and they put it in a different location right across from the Hollywood Bowl. So I'm going to be doing a Christmas memory there on December 10th and then do a whole meet and greet and tell some very interesting stories about Ten Commandments. So I started with the Ten Commandments and started with this interview about that. And there we are, ending up with the Ten Commandments of the Hollywood Heritage on December the 10th.
Well, Kathy, you're always busy, it seems like. Do you ever rest?
I do. Yes, I do.
I mean, you are so busy.
And I have a new book that's coming out called Romancing with the Stars.
Oh.
And that will be out in, hopefully in the spring of 24, but if not September. I'm doing that with my friend Doug Hartline. But my husband, my sweet husband, has 42 years, has a glass of Chardonnay that he leaves on the entry table at 5 o'clock. Nice little chill. I have a little sip of that. I make dinner, and then it's adios for 8 hours. Relief like the proverbial baby.
Wow. Well, Kathy, I want to finish up with one final question. But before I do that, I wanted to ask you, I enjoy your newsletter that I get every couple weeks, month, or whatever it is that you send it out. I always enjoy seeing it. Where can people keep in touch with you and get into that list if they want to get on your mailing list for your newsletter?
Good question. Yes, they can get the newsletter at my website, KathyGarver.com. My friends Fred Asher and Manny Cabahunga do the best job on that newsletter. I give them the fodder, and then they take it to unknown heights with wonderful pictures and everything, and well written. So they can get it there. They can also go to my Facebook, and I put it up on my Facebook, which is Kathy Garver, and then the Kathy Garver fan page, which is better. And my Instagram is at KG Sissy.
All right. Now, final question. What are you watching on TV now? What's your favorite movies and TV shows now and of the past?
I primarily watch NCIS, and I love Ghosts. And that's my new one, Ghosts. And I like So Help Me Todd. Mm-hmm. That reminds me so much of my son, Reed. So I like So Help Me Todd and Ghosts. And for the past ones, although they're still playing, is NCIS, and I like Hawaii Five-0. I just think that it's so beautiful. It's so well done. The stories are good. The people are good. I hate to admit this, but I really don't know how to stream very well. And so you just get into a rut, and my husband and I, we like the same thing, but if he starts to get into something that's a little bit more, you know, gutsy or violent, mm-hmm. like Chicago PD, I love Chicago Fire, but Chicago PD is a little over the edge for sweet Cindy. I want to go see my Ghosts.
Yeah. Now, are you watching the U.S. version of Ghosts or the U.K. version of Ghosts?
U.S.
U.S., yeah. Yeah, 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 I enjoy that show. That is a good show.
Yeah. It's very interesting. Yeah. And I think it's well cast, and it's humorous, and it's got heart. All of my shows, now that I say them and list them like that, they all have heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No matter what the crime might be, or the mystery might be, or how something might go, there's the element of, you know, when you look at someone finally and you say, oh, I understand now. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And those precious moments, and that means a lot to me, and hopefully that will come about and mean a lot to people in the world.
Yeah. 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 Well, with ghosts, it's modern, but it harkens back to me anyways, back to the days of Beverly Hillbillies, and not that they imitate those shows in any way, but you know, they're those fun shows that you used to watch, you know?
And each character is so well defined. That's what, and when you say it harks back to like different characters. So there's a real Indian, and there's the saloon singer, and there is the hippies girl.
Yep.
And I love Thor, the Viking.
The Viking. Yes.
Because death is from eons ago. And the guy with no pants,
right?
The guy with no pants. You know? So and the lady in the taffeta, you know. So it's a wonderful ensemble group. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Kathy, I cannot thank you enough for joining us and letting us know about your Silver Spur Award. I congratulate you on that. And if people get a chance, they should go to it and see it. It's just something that's going to be a lot of fun, and you deserve it. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
There she is once again, Kathy Garber, joining us here on Screen and Beyond. And we want to congratulate her on getting her Silver Spur Award this Friday, November 10th, in Van Nuys, California. And she was on a lot of different shows of Westerns, but we always remember her as Sissy on Family Affair. But, you know, she's a very talented actress, and she's been in so many different movies and TV shows and everything else. It's always good to hear from her. Kathy joining us here once again on Screen and Beyond. So, thank you for that, Kathy. And we've got a lot of different things going to be coming our way here at On Screen and Beyond. We have, after the new year, we've got some special things coming your way, so I hope you'll keep listening. We'll give you more information on that coming up in a little bit. And if you get a chance, be sure to check out our merchandise that we have, the On Screen and Beyond podcast merchandise. The mug that I said I'm holding in front of me right now, it's On Screen and Beyond podcast, Where the Stars Talk. That's what it says on it. And a neat little mug, and drink your coffee in it or whatever else you want in there. And you can also find all kinds of other things, hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts, the whole works, more glassware and everything. And I hope you'll check that out at onscreenandbeyond.com. So that's it. That's a wrap for this episode of On Screen and Beyond. So until next time, when we once again take you on screen and beyond, I'm Brian Zemirak. Take care.